Testing in the House Chamber, Legislature Day 13.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats and visitors will retire from the chamber and the sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. We ask everyone to please silence any electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Quick. We'd ask all of our members and our guests to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Good morning, Representative Quick.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much. Could we pause for a moment of silence, recognizing the diversity of faiths across our state before I pray? Great God of us all, though our agenda for today is light and mostly administrative, and our numbers present in this chamber are few, our need for your divine intervention in our affairs is always great. We humbly acknowledge that even in the midst of a global pandemic, and as the winds of winter affect so much of this great nation, we still have an abundance of reasons for which to give you thanks. Among them, breath in our bodies, a reasonable portion of our health, the fact that you have clothed us in our right minds, and the reality that everything is under your control. Great God Almighty, our life is in your hands, and do with us what you will, that we may bring glory to your name this day and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jump from Gaston. Representative Torbett, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 15th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Torbett moves the journal for February 15th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Introduction to bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Howard, Sane, Ray, and Zoka, House Bill 76, modernized debt settlement prohibition.
Finance of favorable rules.
Representatives Bowles and McNeil, House Bill 77, school calendar flexibility, Moore County.
Education K-12 of favorable local government of favorable rules.
Representatives Blackwell, Clemens, Elmore, and Hurley, House Bill 78, report on K-12 computer science data.
Education K-12 of favorable rules.
Representatives Blackwell, Clemens, Elmore, and Hurley, House Bill 79, student digital learning access.
Education K-12 with favorable rules.
Representative Dixon and Bell, House Bill 80, disapprove various solid waste rule changes.
Regulatory reform with favorable rules.
Representative Gillespie, House Bill 81, in-state tuition pilot program.
Education community colleges with favorable rules.
Representatives Moore, Elmore, Torbett, and Zinger, House Bill 82, summer learning choice for NC families.
Education K-12 with favorable rules.
Representatives Zoker, Bradford, Bell, and Whitler, House Bill 83, eliminate income tax for military retirees.
Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs with favorable finance and favorable rules. Message from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Message from the Senate. Senate Joint Resolution 54, first edition, a joint resolution confirming the appointment of Samuel T. Ratton and Brian K. North to the North Carolina Mining Commission.
Rules, counter, and operations of the House. Members, per the announcement earlier this week and the email sent out, no recorded votes today, of course. There will be recorded votes tomorrow. I do not anticipate that we'll have any votes on Thursday, so it appears the only days that we're going to have votes will be tomorrow. I'm aware there's going to be, Chairs and Foremen, is going to be a conference report submitted today that'll be filed for consideration tomorrow on the, the bill on the return to school Senate. I don't recall the Senate bill. Senate Bill 47, so that chair's aware of that, and there's also a few bills in the Rules Committee that they're going to take up that have already been through some other committees that will likely be added for tomorrow. So maybe four or five, maybe six bills tomorrow. That's what it looks like at this point. But we can take care of those tomorrow, and at this point see no need for us to be here on Thursday. Chair would also like to make note of many of you may have seen the news about the severe weather in Brunswick County. There was a tornado that went through. There have been a handful of fatalities. There have been some serious injuries, a lot of property loss in a general area there in Brunswick County. Would you ask everyone to please remember those folks in your thoughts and prayers? I know that Representative Eiler and Representative Miller, who both represent Brunswick County, both talked to me. They're fine, but they're there and watching to see what's happening. It looks like all the appropriate state resources have been there provided to help the folks there at the local community. So just if you would remember those folks, those families in that community, and your thoughts and prayers over the next few days. Notices and announcements. If not, the gentleman from Gadsden, Representative Torbett, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 17th at 2:30 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Torbett moves, seconded by Representative Brody, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 17th at 2:30 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representative Hannig and Watford, co-chairs for the Committee on Local Government, submit the following committee report. House Bill 19, Norwood Remove Cap on Satellite Annexations, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 19 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 50, Calypso Annexation, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 50 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Representative Stalls is recognized to send forth a Commerce Committee report. House Bill 64, NC Works Commission Membership Modification, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 64 will be re-referred to the Committee on State Government. And Representatives Hannig and Watford are recognized to send forth an additional local government committee report. House Bill 23, UTV Regulation, Town of Spencer, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee substitute to House Bill 23 will be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary 2. Representative Bradford is recognized to send forth a conference report to the Speaker of the Senate, to the President of the Senate, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. The conferees appointed to resolve the differences between the Senate and the House of Representatives on Senate Bill 37, a bill to be entitled an act to provide access to in-person learning for students in grades kindergarten through 12. House Committee Substitute Favorable 210-21, 4th Edition Engross 211-21, submit the following report. The Senate and the House agree to the following amendment to the House Committee Substitute Favorable 210-21, 4th Edition Engross 211-21, and the Senate concurs in the House Committee Substitute as amended. Delete the entire House Committee Substitute Favorable 210-21, 4th Edition Engross 211-21, and substitute the attached proposed Conference Committee Substitute Senate 37 PCCS 15033-TC-1. The conferees recommend that the Senate and the House of Representatives adopt this report. Date conferees approved report February 16th, 2021. Conferees for the Senate Chair, Senator Ballard, and Senators Heiss, Lee, Harrington, DeVere, and Clark. Conferees for the House of Representatives, Representative Bradford, Chair, and Representatives Elmore, Blackwell, Destin Hall, John Bell, Sain, Torbett, and Willingham. This conference report for Senate Bill 37 will be calendared for the 17th. Special message from the Senate. Senate Chamber, February 16th, 2021. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate adopts the report of the conferees for Senate Bill 37, Conference Committee Substitute Bill to be entitled an act to provide access to in-person learning for students in grades kindergarten through 12. When the appropriate action is taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and ruled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. Noted. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules Calendar and Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 38, Board of Trustees, Isothermal Community College, favorable. House Bill 38 will be calendared for Wednesday the 17th. House Joint Resolution 58, Honor Douglas Young, former member, favorable. House Joint Resolution calendared for Wednesday the 17th. And Senate Joint Resolution 54, confirm Governor's appointments, Mining Commission, favorable. Senate Joint Resolution 54, being favorable, will be calendared for the 17th, Wednesday.